Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
How you doing?
I'm good, you alright?
Okay, very, very, very well indeed, yeah. So it's an amazing moment for us because Metallica have wanted to play for a long, long time, you know, and they're the most amazing heavy rock band in the world, basically. They sell enormous amounts of tickets, and everywhere I go, as I travel around the country as a whole, you know, everybody says, when are Metallica going to play, you see? And so the last time was the Missions to Seamen down at Newlyn in Cornwall. I said, hey, when are Metallica going to play? I said, well, give us a break because they will be here one day. They will be here, and now this is their time.
How long have you known that they're going to play? Because there's been all these rumours about Prince and different people. How long have you known that they've been booked?
I mean, we've been talking to Metallica and other bands as well, of course, but for about 2 or 3 months, I would say. But we couldn't confirm Metallica because they were doing other things and they had other commitments, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is that we've always wanted them to play ever since Rage Against the Machine years ago. As a heavy rock band, today were. Do you remember them?
Of course, yeah, amazing bands.
So we've done it all before, you know. So close, no matter how far, could be much more from the heart. Forever trusting who we are. No, nothing else matters. People may think that we're prone to Radiohead, Coldplay, Oasis and all that sort of thing. But the thing is, and when we had to Jay-Z a few years ago, do you remember that?
Of course, yeah.
And people say, oh, you know, that's not Glastonbury band and all that kind of thing. But in fact, we have all kinds of music all the time. We always have done. We had Hawkwind in 1981. Do you remember that? Were you born then?
I was born in 1981, but I wasn't the first one, no.
You weren't there then. And Hawkwind in 1981, Rage Against the Machine, about 20 years later, and now it's Metallica's time. Nothing else matters.
I mean, are you a little bit nervous about the possible sort of backlash against this? Or are you thinking, well, it's just going to be like Jay-Z, it's about music, not genre?
Well, we've got so many other things. We've got the Pixies, we've got everything on the sun. Jack White, we've got Robert Plant, we've got Lily Allen and Jake Berg, Brian Ferry, Dolly Parton. Loads of things happening on a huge scale everywhere, right across the 1,000-acre site that we've got, you know, so... So people got choice, you know, they're faced with a huge choice. And I decided that it was time now to ask Metallica to do it.
I mean, they are like one of the biggest bands in the world and normally would sort of command a huge fee for appearing, but Glastonbury doesn't really work like that, does it?
No, we don't pay huge money, you see. We pay the same money for the headlining band as you would for the Rolling Stones or for U2 or for Metallica. So that they all get the same headlining slot rate, which is very, very low. And I mean, for Reading, for instance, they would pay millions.